All right, welcome to this week's lesson. Now, a lot of times I've said we can't be all or nothing. Right? When it comes to weight loss, you can't be all or nothing because that's not how life is. So, you know, you see most people, they start off on a diet and they're real motivated and they're excited and they can follow these strict plans because, well, it's short term, it's new, it's fresh, it's exciting for a little while. But as day-to-day life kind of catches up to you, it starts to get harder and harder to focus solely on that thing. So you know that you need to get out of the concept of all or nothing, because what's truly going to make a difference in your body is when you can overeat one day or you can eat the wrong foods one day and then the next day get right back on track. Okay, and so the better you get at that, the easier it's going to be to really truly master your weight long term. Okay, so what I want to do today though is I want to give you a specific question to think about that's going to help you break through the all or nothing mentality. And I say that because you're getting the message consistently from every diet program, every exercise program pretty much, that it's all or nothing, right? You've been screwing up and now it's time to jump on it. So you're getting this message constantly, you know, through advertisements and through people that you know. Because again, this is the way most people think about it and discuss it. So the question I want to share with you is, how can I eat whatever it is that you like, right? Ice cream. How can I eat ice cream and have the body I want? Okay, so yeah, this is a question that oftentimes, you know, I would ask people this, and you could see that their brain, you know, smoke started to come out of it because they're not used to thinking this question. But I want you to think about it, because when you start asking yourself, how can I eat the foods I love, right? How can I eat everything that I love to eat and have the body I want? Well, you know, one of the answers that begins to come up is, I'd eat moderately. And that's the direction you want to go in. You don't want it to be an all or nothing thing. You don't want to have to give up your favorite foods. Okay, it's not about that. Again, what you want to remember is that in our minds, we have these different parts of ourselves, right? We have the part of us that loves to overeat certain foods. We have the part of us that doesn't like to exercise. We also have the part of us that wants to be healthy. Right? We have the part of us that wants to be lean and strong. Okay, so we have all these different parts to ourselves. And with the question that we're asking here, you know, how can I eat X and have the body I want? What we're doing is we're taking into account all these different parts of us and we're finding out, we're respecting them, okay? And so we're giving them all a say, we're giving them all input, okay? So I like to personify this question by saying, you know, if you had a group of people that you were in charge of, right? Say you were a manager and you had a group of people and they all had different personalities and different likes and dislikes, and you said, you know, part of the time you were like, okay, you guys have all the say in the world, you guys just shut up, you have no input. Right? And the next week you go and you say, okay, you guys have all the input and you guys have nothing to say. Right? What ends up happening is you create a lot of resentment. So this is what happens inside of us when we start with the all or nothing thing. Right? So we have the ice cream that we love to eat maybe and we enjoy it while we're doing it. But then we realize, well, it's not giving us the body we want. There's a lot of negatives to it. And so we say, that's it. No more you. I'm going to go this way. You know, just carrots and celery this week. Right? And then we get through a week of that. We say, oh, this is horrible. I want to go back to that. So again, right from the beginning, and at this point, you want to start like really internalizing this and thinking this way, is that you want to take into account all the parts of yourself and get it so that they're all represented so that you can still get the results you want. And this is the best way because, yeah, you can have ice cream sometimes. You can have whatever food it is sometimes, eating it in a different way. Okay, you can have it and have the body you want. You just need to do it differently. And I'll tell you another thing about this is, you know, sometimes when people are so all or nothing, it creates this rebellious part of them, right? And so they get obsessed with it. So they say, I'm not going to eat that thing anymore. But they get themselves obsessed on it. So this way here, it's a much more relaxed approach, okay? And it's not going to change. So that's the beauty. I want you to remember that. Again, we're always looking for long-term strategies. Well, this is a long-term strategy because when you finally get it down so that you can have ice cream occasionally or whatever food it is, occasionally, you eat it appropriately, and you still have the body you want, then it's like everything's great. When you finally get that down, it's easy to do long-term. Okay, so that's why we ask this question, because it's a long-term approach. Again, something we're always looking to do. And when you do long-term, you have to take into account all these parts of yourselves. You can't be all or nothing long-term, right, in most cases. Okay, it's just not enjoyable. So I want you to begin thinking about this. I want you to ask yourself right now, what is the worst food you have? What's the worst behavior you have, right? Whether it's doing it or not doing it. So maybe exercising, right? You say, how can I get myself to exercise and enjoy it? Right? How can I get myself, how can I eat cookies and have the body I want? Okay, so that word "and" is really the secret here. That's what makes it all different, because it's not this all or nothing, this either or. Okay? We want to get into ands. Now, here's a note though. I know, I've worked with enough people and I've had my own experiences. Sometimes there are foods that are just too powerful, right? They're just trigger foods. And if you eat one, you eat all of them, okay? But this is the thing. Most of the time, that's a really rare food, okay? So, but I want you to take into account that sometimes those foods exist. If that's the case, then maybe you should avoid that for a short period of time, okay? But understand, you can even tell yourself, I'm going to stop with that food for a period of time until I get myself settled here, until I get my behaviors, you know, in check, okay? But again, what you're doing when you say that to yourself is it's not, oh, I'm never going to have ice cream again. Because as soon as you start saying that to yourself, it's self-torture, right? We want to minimize that. Okay, so begin asking yourself the question, how can I eat what I, you know, the foods I want, okay, you can even say however you want, and have the body I want, okay, because now this is just all positives. You're basing your decisions, you're basing your long-term plan on all positive things, right? There's no negatives here, there's no deprivation, and this works, by the way. You might not be able to eat as much of it as you would ideally like to, okay, that might be the worst down part, but the thing that lifts that up and balances it out is that your body starts looking and feeling the way that you want it to, okay? So begin asking this question, and on the flip side, catch yourself when you're thinking either or, all or nothing, okay? If you catch yourself doing that, that's great, and then change it, okay? Because that all or nothing stuff can be a real downer, you know? It's a very, very big sabotage, cause of sabotage within ourselves. So you need to identify it and shift it over, okay? Because all or nothing is usually a short-term thing that we can live with. Okay, not a long-term strategy that works, okay? So think this week and today, right now, about what foods you want to eat, but think about how you can eat them and still get the body you want, okay? And I'll talk to you next week.